Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Monday Morning. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. I invite you to light a candle as a sign that God is present with us in spirit. Second, have a handful of coins nearby, preferably enough so that each person can hold two or more. Third, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to create a family altar in your home for Holy Week. Pick a spot in your house where you can gather by yourself or with others, and there place a candle, a cross, and a bowl. Fourth, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print, and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the ram's horn. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with all your skill. God reigns over the nation. God sits upon his holy throne. In the morning I cry out to you, for in your word is my trust. Let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Strength we need just to make it through, have mercy. In the evening, Lord, we look back and say it was in your strength that we made our way, have mercy. In the morning, Lord, we look to you for the strength we need just to make it through, have mercy. Lord, we look back and say it was in your strength that we made our way, have mercy. You are everything we need. Feed us, Lord. Thank you.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your love and because of your faithfulness. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save both man and beast, O Lord. How priceless is your love, O God! Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart. Save us, Lord, but not us alone. Redeem your whole creation.
After Jesus and his disciples reached Jerusalem, he went into the temple and began chasing out everyone who was selling and buying. He turned over the tables of the money changers and the benches of those who were selling doves. Jesus would not let anyone carry things through the temple. Then he taught the people and said, "The scriptures say, 'My house should be called a place of worship for all nations,' but you have made it a place where robbers hide." The chief priests and the teachers of the law of Moses heard what Jesus said, and they started looking for a way to kill him. They were afraid of him because the crowds were completely amazed at his teachings.
Pause your playback device, and in the silence, be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. Please respond to the living word with this simple phrase. Save us, Lord, but not us alone. Redeem your whole creation. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take the opportunity to hold some coins. Feel their weight in the palm of your hand. Feel their texture. Money allows us to buy what we want or need. What desires do you have for today? For your life, for others. When ready, place these desires, along with the coins, in the bowl or at the foot of the cross or by the candle. Savior of the world, save us from our sin, our sadness, and our self-deception. Give us courage to live in a world we cannot fix, with hope that it has already been redeemed. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature, and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. Grant me and all your people the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. In all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.